I'm Katie Gilkey with a Farm and Ranch Report. Here's USDA Grain and Livestock Reporter Dylan Howe with the Columbia Basin Hay Report from last week.
Tons totaled 10,879. Compared to last week, new crop alfalfa is steady to 5 higher. Trade was moderate with good demand as new crop trading is gaining momentum. As rain moved through much of the area, many were holding off on cutting timothy. Premium alfalfa in large squares traded from 145 to 168.
In Idaho, compared to the previous week, domestic alfalfa was steady. Trade was moderate with moderate demand for new crop. Many producers are just starting their first cutting, so sales were sparse last week. Large squares of premium rain-damaged alfalfa sold for $150 per ton, and good-rated large squares of alfalfa sold for $115 per ton. Mid-squares of fair-to-good-rated timothy grass for export sold for $175 per ton. In Oregon, prices turned generally steady in an extremely limited test compared to the previous week's prices. In central Oregon counties, small squares of alfalfa rated premium new crop for the retail stable market sold for $200 per ton. In Lake County, large squares of good alfalfa sold for $145 per ton. Small squares of organic alfalfa rated supreme sold for $250 per ton. In Klamath Basin, small squares of alfalfa for export rated premium sold for $160 per ton. In eastern Oregon, small squares of meadow grass contracted rated fair to good sold for $100 per ton. Harney County had no new sales confirmed. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.